Module 6, Develop a Culture of Social Learning at Work, Part 3. The culture at work will influence whether people are willing to engage in social learning. Understanding what people fear in social learning situations will enable you to avoid mistakes and build a cohesive unit that empowers people to learn. By developing a culture of learning, a social community that benefits all participants will evolve. Remove fear of feedback or criticism. Feedback and criticism are essential to the learning process, yet many people fear feedback and criticism. Often this fear is founded on negative experiences because many people do not know how to give effective feedback. When feedback and criticism are given well, the receiver will be able to accept the information and use it to grow. Make feedback immediate. Waiting for planned meetings will only cause people worry. Give positive feedback. While there is always room for improvement, only pointing out what is wrong can damage morale and productivity. Base feedback on facts. Feedback should not be emotionally charged when presented. Include the observation, the outcome, and make requests. Invite feedback. Feedback should be a two-way street. Giving and receiving feedback must become part of the company culture. Once the fear is removed, people will develop a mindset that is comfortable with inviting and learning from feedback. Creating a social unit. Social units are not functional immediately. They must be given the time to develop. Most people are me thinkers. They are concerned about their own needs and focus on ideas that benefit them more than the entire group. For a social unit to flourish, this must develop into community thinking. Community thinkers are able to prioritize the needs of the community and collaborate when working towards a common goal. This shift in thinking will take time, but there are steps you can take to help the group become more cohesive. Encourage effective communication. Establish group decision-making. This is not possible for every situation. Value all ideas and opinions. Step aside. The leader should not participate in every discussion so that others take on leadership roles. Imitation and modeling. Imitation and modeling are key in social learning situations. You must find ideas that work in your situation and imitate them. For example, smaller groups might benefit from brainstorming sessions. Once you have chosen which practices to imitate, it is important that you model the practices and behavior that you would like the other members of the group to imitate. When you are modeling, you should make sure to get the attention of other members. Also, make sure that the action you are modeling is something that can be repeated. You also need to consider what motivation the members of the group have to copy the modeled behavior. For example, modeling how to run a new operations program is something that can be repeated. Additionally, people who use the program are motivated to learn from what is being modeled. Empowering learners. Social learning is effective because the learners have more power. This power engages the learners and their confidence increases as they discover knowledge. Creating a culture of learning will help empower learners to take control of their own learning experiences. Steps to empower learners: include everyone in decision-making, include everyone in choosing and planning instruction, offer support and continuously train employees, praise success. Case study. Gina was uncomfortable with her new social learning group. It was her second job, and she was uncomfortable in learning situations because her first job was a nightmare. Her boss yelled at her every time that she asked a question. All of his feedback was negative, and she waited on pins and needles with each review. She quit this job after a year because of the stress. Unfortunately, she was too afraid to actively participate in the course because she did not want anyone to yell at her again.